Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Time for First Touch on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Get ready for soccer scores, interviews, and analysis with your hosts, Marty Terrell and Tyler Levine, across the country and around the world.
Welcome to another edition of First Touch, folks, and happy Friday. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're bringing on my man, Nico Beef Sauce,
coming up next.
What an episode we have. Just so much going on. We had the treat of Champions League midweek. It certainly did not disappoint. We're also treated with Liverpool-Everton, the makeup game heard around the world.
The final game to be played at Goodison Park, especially between these two rivals, and it did not disappoint.
We're going to get into that for sure, as there was drama down to the last minute. Three red cards after the final whistle. Pandemonium ensued. A true Premier League classic between Liverpool and Everton with huge ramifications going into the last 14 weeks of the English Premier League season. We'll touch on some of the FA Cup that happened last weekend as well. Not too much, but there was one historic upset, and we're going to get that covered for you guys as well. Before we get into the Week 25 English Premier League season. You heard it right just a couple moments ago. Only 14 weeks left in this English Premier League campaign, and we will have every single one of those weeks covered, and a huge weekend with, again, just huge ramifications coming up. We just saw Brighton and Chelsea wrap up, which was the first game of the Week 25 slate. We're going to touch on it. I mean, it was all Brighton from start to finish. Two first half goals put them up 2-0 at halftime, and Minté sealed the deal. It was 3-0. Chelsea have really been slipping up since legitimately the second we started having this conversation of whether they're in the title race or not. As of right now, they are in fourth on 43 points, but that could all change over the weekend as Manchester City and Newcastle, who are in fifth and sixth, just 2 points behind Chelsea. If they're going to play each other. So if one of those teams wins and it isn't a draw, someone will hop into the top four. Chelsea will be booted out. And even Bournemouth, I mean, they're right in here. So don't move. First Touch rolls on. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here on Sports Overnight America. Listen to only Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce up next. Don't move. We'll be right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome back to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how we doing? So much going on in the middle of the week. We're used to weekends being the source of all the drama, but with all the midweek action between Champions League, FA Cup stuff going on, Liverpool, Everton, it's just an unbelievable week leading into a fantastic weekend. How about it?
Listen, when you have Champions League action and with this new setup that we have now with teams like City and Real Madrid facing each other in the playoffs, there's going to be always excitement around these games. And the FA Cup, we even had vibe sets over there in tough games for City and Liverpool. So let's go at it, my man.
Absolutely. Let's start with the FA Cup real quick. We'll just touch on this one. Manchester United versus Leicester City. United win minus 300, goes under 3.5. Which was minus 130. It was 2-1. It took all of the 90 minutes for United to win. Harry Maguire scored a goal to seal the deal. United were actually down 1-0 at halftime, by the way, in this game, which is just shocking, embarrassing. I mean, Twitter was having a field day at halftime with what was going on, the effort that we were seeing out of the players, the lack of execution, and the goal that we gave up. But nonetheless, Harry Maguire saves the day. Xerxes scored a goal as well. But it is all Harry Maguire here, regardless if he might have been, you know, a full yard off sides or not. But the goal counts. There's no VAR until the quarterfinals or the semis of the FA Cup. So I'll take it. And that's that. The other shocker, I mean, not really a shocker, I guess, but Brighton 2, Chelsea 1, Brighton plus 190 cashes. It goes under 3.5, minus 165. This is now after Brighton's victory over Chelsea today. They beat them twice this week. Chelsea led this game 1-0 just due to an absolutely pathetic goalkeeper error. But, you know, Brighton bounced back. They get two goals. They seal the deal. But the real one that I want to get your opinion on here, Plymouth 1, Liverpool 0. For those who listen week in and week out, you've never heard us mention Plymouth, not one single time. And here we are, a championship side beats the guys that are at the top of the Premier League and top of the Champions League table 1-0 on a Conor Hazard penalty kick. It is, I mean, just a historic victory. Nico, what are your thoughts on the FA Cup? Why is it special to you, and how absolutely insane is a result like this for you to see?
Listen, the FA Cup is amazing, mainly because you see teams that never face each other throughout the year. You will have a lot of people that are thinking, oh, this team is definitely going to win this game, or this team is definitely going to lose this game. But listen, upsets happen. There's going to be a lot of upsets when it comes to these games. and Liverpool lost this game. And if you see the starting lineups in this one, you wouldn't have guessed it.
Truly unbelievable stuff. I believe it was 24-1. I mean, those odds are unbelievable. You got to think there's a couple Plymouth fans out there that went to the game that bet on their own guys to win, and shout out to them. But nonetheless, if we're talking game of the week, probably what will end up being game of the month, it's going to be this Champions League fixture that we saw, Manchester City versus Real Madrid. We all continued to speak about it throughout the week. The anticipation leading up to it was second to none. And what a game it was. Real Madrid money line cashes plus 185, over 3.5 plus 116. Real Madrid wins 3-2 away at Manchester City. It all started with the Haaland goal 19 minutes in. A delightful assist from Guardiola. Jack Grealish had a beautiful cross right over the head of Asensio. It was chested down by Guardiola. Haaland puts it in. They're up 1-0, 19 minutes in. It's 1-0 at halftime. 60 minutes in, Mbappe gets a goal. A fluke goal. I mean, he goes to hit the volley, the scissor kick. He completely shanks it, but somehow, some way, it ends up in the goal. Doesn't matter. For me, a goal is a goal. He put himself in a situation to score, and he gets that goal. In the 80th minute, Haaland gave City the lead after the penalty kick, and then it all fell apart. Goals from Brahim Diaz and Jude Bellingham sealed the deal. The Brahim Diaz goal, the Ederson error, is so bad. I mean, it could not get worse. Kicking it away, comes back towards them, tries to save it with his chest instead of his hands, falls right to Diaz, he scores. And then I don't know what's going on with the back line, but the fact that they let Vinicius Jr. get to that ball, run down the field, chip the goalkeeper right to Bellingham to put it in is insane. This is just classic Real Madrid and Champions League play. It all looks done. They look like they're down and out, and they somehow find a way. Nico, talk about Real Madrid for a quick second here, and just how does this keep happening?
Listen, Real Madrid, this is their competition. Real Madrid owns Champions League at this time. I will say the City is having constant issues with they're having constant issues with their defense, but their major issue at the moment is going to be the fact that they cannot finish games. They can finish games to save their lives. They can be up one goal, two goals, and they're always going to struggle with anything that they do on the field. Thierry Henry, one of the greatest wingers of all time, said the other day after the game and at halftime that City is having a major issue on the way that they close out the games, no matter who they're playing. They're very, very tough to figure out when it's on the field, but at the end, they always find a way to bottle it.
What is it about Real Madrid, though? Because we see Real Madrid, this, it's like they, it's almost like they try and put themselves in these situations to have these miraculous comebacks and to do what just doesn't look like it can be done. Is it just mentality? Is it humility? Is it a combination of both? What is it about Real Madrid, no matter what team? It's not just this group of guys.
Yeah.
Go back 5 years, you could go back 10 years. I mean, they have 15 Champions League titles, no? I mean, it's unbelievable what they're able to do. And now they've set themselves up to go home for the second leg, and all they have to do is not lose the game, and they're through. That's it.
And listen, and that speaks volumes about the culture of Real Madrid. Perez being the president, Carlo Ancelotti being on the bench, Zidane, big coaches, big names, either in the player or on the coaching role, have been in this team. And there's a legacy that they leave behind, and the players that come into this team, like Jude Bellingham, Vinicius Jr., even Rodrigo. Nobody knew about Rodrigo before he went to Real Madrid and did wonders and won Champions Leagues. Those players have something to continue, and the jersey weighs heavy on their shoulders, but they're always able to find a way to win Champions League games. I mean, this year that alone that we're speaking, if they knock out Manchester City, in my opinion, them and Liverpool have to be the major contenders of that trophy.
How about Mbappe? He got a lot of slack at the beginning of his Real Madrid career. People were already saying it's not going to work out, his ego's too big. He comes off, and when Bellingham scores, he runs across the pitch to celebrate with his team after scoring a goal. Granted, it wasn't the best goal he's ever scored, but he was impactful in this game. He did miss a couple very good chances, but nonetheless, yeah. I believe he scored like 9 goals in his last 8 games, something like that. I don't remember the statistic off the top of my head, but I mean, He seems to be settled in, no? And if he is settled in and they can get aligned, they're not – for me, they have to be the favorites. Just their team is – they're also – keep in mind, their entire back line is injured. I mean, their whole back line. They had Valverde playing right back.
Yeah.
So you got to think
– they have
– go ahead.
What I was going to say about Mbappe is that, like, the international break that came, the second international break and after – Mbappe has been a different player. Now I see why he didn't want to go to France and play the Nations League. He probably took that time off to rest and get acclimated to his new club. I feel like that was reinvigorating for him. And he's finally finding some touches. I still don't think this team has played to its full potential. I still think there's so much more that they can do if they all click and stick together. They'll be nasty.
It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable what they've been able to do just in the short amount of time with the injuries that they have to go into Manchester City. And granted, they're not playing their best, but this was an unbelievable fixture. It was an unbelievable game to watch as a neutral. Doesn't matter who you are. The Man City fans had the banner, stop crying about not winning the Ballon d'Or, you know, aimed at Vinicius, considering that Rodri had won the Ballon d'Or, and there was a lot of uproar about that. He responds by playing great, had the assist at the end of the game, which ultimately was the deciding factor. And Real Madrid do what Real Madrid do, and they will look to take care of business this week as they go back to Santiago Bernabeu for the second leg here. But nonetheless, we got a lot to get to still here on First Touch. Coming up next, we will go into the final game of week 24, Everton-Liverpool, the historic fixture, the last game at Goodison Park that we get to cover here on First Touch. And then we'll get into the Week 25 preview. But nonetheless, don't move. We have so much to get to here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to First Touch here on Sports Overnight America, listened to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am your host, Tyler Levine, alongside my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, I'm sure you saw, I posted it on my Instagram story. The moment that Everton scored the equalizing goal at the end of this match, the sounds and the roars at Goodison Park is exactly why we love this game so much. For those who don't know, Everton and Liverpool are arch rivals. The Merseyside Derby is one of the most historic fixtures in all of football, not just in England. And this fixture on Wednesday was the last game to ever be played at Goodison Park, as Everton are set to play in a new stadium moving forward. It ended 2-2. The draw hit plus 370. Over 2.5 minus 153, but none of that matters. It doesn't. It's a consequence of the match, but this game, man, this game, I mean, Beto gave Everton the lead 11 minutes in. The place goes absolutely nuts. McAllister spoiled that. 5 minutes later, he scores a goal. And Salah really spoiled it in the 73rd when he grabbed another one for Liverpool. But then, I mean, this moment will be written in history forever. Peter Drury enunciating the game, calling the game, made it even better. The guy's an absolute poet with his words. I mean, this goal by Tarkowski, just even talking about it right now has chills down my entire spine. It was unbelievable. If you have not, for those listening, if you have not watched this highlight, you need to look up Tarkowski goal against Liverpool. It was unbelievable. Nico, walk me through this game, man. Just crazy.
Listen, this is a derby where no matter where Everton or Liverpool are sitting on the table, it's going to be an absolute mayhem. We did mention before that Everton, on their scheduled bout, they were going to play Liverpool at one of the worst times in the season for them, right? I mean, they were sitting at the bottom of the table. They were, like, losing 4-0, 3-0. A storm comes, and this game gets canceled. And here we are. Everton is playing Liverpool under David Moyes, which is a good coach for them now. He's gotten some great results. And this game starts off on a great foot. Just like you said, they scored a goal. They come out guns blazing. McAllister scores a crazy header. I mean, he's probably the shortest guy on the field and smacks the header right on the side of the net. And Liverpool finds a way to turn this whole thing around. The crazy thing about this game for me is that Everton fought all the way until the end. You gotta admire that. I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan, but those guys went all the way to the last second trying to draw the game. And Arne Slot, that is the reaction that I died when I was watching later. He's watching the ball go into the net, and he's going absolute nuts because it's 3 minutes after the extra time that the fourth official had announced. Liverpool draws 2-2, and the mayhem that came after that, man, the arguments on the field, the red cards, people taunting the fans. I mean, this is one of these games that only the true lovers of Premier League will sit there and watch 90 minutes of.
The most unbelievable statistic as well is that these two teams have played 120 times at Goodison Park. And it's almost unbelievable how these things work out. In one of the most heated rivalries in all of England and all of Europe, they've each won 41 times exactly, and this marked the 38th draw, meaning they have a completely square record against one another at this stadium. I spoke to an
That's
Everton
crazy.
Fan as soon as the final whistle happened, and he said it would have driven them crazy if Liverpool won more games against Everton in their own park, and it ends completely square. So props to Everton, props to Peter Drury. I mean, just an unbelievable all-around fixture, storyline, highlight reel, just crazy
stuff. You know what's crazy? On the top goal scorers of the Merseyside Derby, in the top 10, we only have two players that I personally can recognize, and that would be Mohamed Salah with 8 goals and Steven Gerrard with 9. I mean, everybody else that you see in that list is kind of like from the 80s, you know what I mean? And only those two players that have made it to the top, man. Absolutely crazy.
A storied history between the two franchises. But nonetheless, let's get into what we saw this afternoon. I didn't have eyes on the game, but, you know, we're going to talk about it. It was the first game of week 20, the week 25 slate. I hinted at it in the prelude to the show. Brighton 3, Chelsea 0. I mean, Brighton plus 205 cashes, it stays under 3.5, minus 154, because Chelsea failed to put one up. Matoma scored in the 27th, Minte in the 38th, and then again in the 63rd. I mean, it's just, again, Chelsea, I mean, this run of form that they're in is really, really rough. They just lost after being up 1-0 very early on to Brighton last week in the FA Cup, got knocked out of the FA Cup. And now here they are. If we just look back, they have, you know, two in a row they lost to Brighton. They barely survived West Ham, blew a lead against City, beat Wolves, tie Bournemouth. I mean, it's tie Crystal Palace. They lost to Ipswich, lost to Fulham, draw against Everton 0-0, which in hindsight isn't looking so bad because of the run Everton's been on. But, I mean, Chelsea just not too long ago were second in the Premier League, a couple points off Liverpool. I think it was like 4 points off Liverpool. And we're talking about if they're actually in the title race. And I foolishly said yes. And now here we are. If the Manchester City-Newcastle game on this weekend doesn't end in a draw, one of them kicks Chelsea out of the top four. So life comes at you fast, huh?
You know what comes to my mind when I watch, when you're saying all these things about Chelsea? What comes to my mind is a very important thing. Chelsea struggles, and I mean struggles, when they have the ball. Today they had 70% possession over Brighton. Every single time teams sit back and they give Chelsea the ball, Chelsea struggles to score. They're a lot better on open space. They have guys up front like Cole Palmer and Cucu, Pedro Neto, that for some reason, once you put them in front of bodies, they can't do anything. And this is what happened today. Brighton, although they played at home, they played very possessed. They were patient. They did not give Chelsea space. And then every single time they got the ball, they exposed Chelsea big time. I mean, 3-0 says it all. But again, you have to figure out what works for you as a team, and you have to work on your weaknesses. They have to find ways to win games in which the space is not wide open for them to run the ball. Do you agree with me?
100%. And I think that what we're learning more than anything now is that Chelsea were exceeding expectations earlier on in the season. You know, Maresca came in. We weren't really sure what we were going to get. We weren't really convinced that their transfer strategy or a lot of the guys that they had on the roster were sure of a handful of them. But outside of that, we weren't. And now we're seeing what I believe is who Chelsea really is ultimately. And it's, you know, the growing pains, which Maresca avoided earlier on in the season, are now present, and he's now dealing with them. So there's two sides of this. If I'm a Chelsea fan, it is what it is. For me, when you look at where you were at last season versus where you are here, they helped themselves out. They gave themselves a legitimate chance to finish top four. They're not out of the top four race by any means. I think that they're pretty much almost certain of getting at least into the Europa League, which is worst case scenario for me here now. Versus you look at teams like Tottenham and Manchester United where, I mean, worst case scenario is things don't change and you get relegated, which I don't think is going to happen, but, you know, obviously you don't know. And the upside of looking at potentially maybe if you want an incredible run of games getting into the Europa League is your reality. So
it's not the end of the world. Will Chelsea fans be happy that they've slipped up? Probably not. I would imagine that they're probably incredibly frustrated with the run of form that they're in.
The Chelsea fans that I know are all crying for a striker. Which I wouldn't doubt that probably need to move for one in the summer. But obviously,
go ahead. If Chelsea wins the Conference League, they go to Europa League right away next year. So
yes, which in they the conference, win in the, that. I mean, Fiorentina
they should the win it. I mean, they're massive favorites.
The
massive
only favorites. Reason that they might not, and we'll see if this changes, but they're not playing any of their guys.
Granted, they're not playing. Like, I'm not going to say legitimate competition. I don't want to be rude to the teams that are in that league. And, you know, Manchester United probably won't even qualify for the Conference League next year. So who am I to say anything? But, let's see. I still think no matter what, Chelsea for me is a Europa League team. Like, they are. At some point, they'll get back to the form that they were in, you would think. But let's see. We're at that point of the season where guys go down injured. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, look at Arsenal. They just lost Kai Havertz for what's looking like the season after letting another transfer window go by where they don't invest in a striker. So Saka's injured.
That's crazy. Saka's
injured. I mean, Ben White's coming back, which is good for them, but
Gabriel Jesus is injured.
Their issue is not defending. Their issue is scoring goals, and they didn't make a single move in the transfer window when they were not far off of a title run here or doing something in the Champions League. And now what it's looking like is Mikel Arteta and Arsenal are not going to win a trophy again. And the question,
I mean, tomorrow they have to go see Leicester City away from home on a relegation battle for Leicester, and they have to play Sterling.
Which isn't the end of the world. I mean, they should definitely still beat Leicester with the guys that they've got. But, like, for me, Arsenal are at a point where it's like, dude, how many more years can you finish second in a row? How many more years can you go not winning any of these trophies? I mean, the fans like to shame the League Cup, but they don't ever win it. They don't win anything. Nothing. They've won an FA Cup under in COVID with no fans once under Arteta and two Community Shields. I mean,
yeah.
I'm an Arsenal fan. I am pissed, man. Like, this is not who Arsenal are. They're a top six club. They want to be winning the league and contending for Champions Leagues. They've still never won a Champions League, and they act like they're above winning the League Cup or the FA Cup or any. Bro, they win nothing. They literally just, they are trophyless year in and year out, and fans are getting frustrated. And I'm just wondering how much longer the ownership and the coach can handle this. But nonetheless, coming up after this break, we're going to get into the Week 25 preview. We'll start off with that Leicester-Arsenal game. So much to get to still. We got some Champions League to cover. There's a midweek game with Liverpool and Aston Villa that we'll get to as well. So do not move. First Touch rolls on. Coming right back. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce.
Let's get into it. The Week 25 preview, Leicester home versus Arsenal. Arsenal minus 300, draw plus 425, Leicester plus 825, over 2.5, minus 141, under 2.5, plus 110. Nico, I'll tell you this right now. I actually really like the under in this game. Arsenal are very injured. They have a lot of guys out. They're going on the road. Look, Leicester are not a good team by any means, but on the other side of this, Leicester don't score a lot of goals. Arsenal are great defensively. I think Arsenal win. I don't love the line, so I'm not going to touch it, but I think I think this is a 2-0 game for Arsenal. What do you got here?
I think Leicester plus 1.5 goals is such a good bet here. I think that Leicester is going to find a way to score a goal at home because, let's face it, if they just sit back, they're just going to lose. And Ruud van Nistelrooy, he has implemented some of his attacking capabilities as a player and as a coach now. So I think they're not going to lose by two goals. Leicester plus 1.5, a minus 130.
Aston Villa at home versus Ipswich. Villa minus 238, draw plus 380, Ipswich plus 750, over 2.5 minus 175, under 2.5 plus 136. Villa have been relatively disappointing, especially after Champions League fixtures. However, they did not have to play in the Champions League last week or this following week coming up due to the bye that they have. So, with that being said, I am rocking with Aston Villa minus 238. Ollie Watkins is a little banged up. Let's see if he gets the start. But even if he doesn't, with all the transfers that they made in this window, I'm curious to see how they look. Guys like Rashford and Asensio, I expect to get tons of minutes. Malin as well from Dortmund is a fantastic player. But I like the over 2.5 minus 175 and Villa to win outright minus 238.
Give me Marcus Rashford anytime goal scorer at plus 185.
Man. Don't do that to me.
I think this is the game. This is the game that, like, he plays at home. He's the new guy. They give him the ball. He scores the screamer. And, you know,
United
as much
fans
as you're
cry,
United,
is that what you're looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, United fans cry. But listen, why are you crying? You want him to do good because you want to sell him, right? You don't want him to be bad over there. So if the chapter
true.
Of Marcus Rashford is finished in the United jersey, you want to see the guy do good, man. So that's
he
what
came
like
on. He came on last week and had a nice little nutmeg, a good run. You know, he was in.
Yes, yes.
Kind of mess it up, but I expect him to do very well at Villa. I really do. I think that this move is good for him mentally, and I think that it's going to be a good reset for him. Although I wish he stayed at United forever and lived up to the potential that he had. Doesn't seem like that's ever going to happen now. It's way too far gone. But nonetheless, a very exciting fixture. Fulham at home versus Nottingham Forest. Fulham plus 120, draw plus 240, Forest plus 230, over 2.5 minus 109, under 2.5 minus 120. I'll tell you right now, look, Forest are having the best season probably in their club's history in the league. They are right now third in the Premier League table, 3 points behind Arsenal, 10 points behind Liverpool. I think Fulham win this game. I do. I think the line is stinky. I'm taking Fulham plus 120. I'm not touching the total here. I think that Fulham get the victory at home over Forest.
I think Fulham is too inconsistent, and I think Forest is much, much, much better team than them. If Forest is able to score a goal, this is all Forest. The only chance that Fulham has is if they go up 1-0 and they keep that. I love Forest in this game, man. I love their money line. I love them to draw or win, and the over 2.5 at even odds seems like free money also.
All right, so we're on opposite sides. We'll reconvene next week to see which one of us is right on that one. I'm curious to see where you go with this one as well. City home versus Newcastle. City your favorites, minus 105. The draw is plus 310. Newcastle plus 240. Over 3.5, plus 104. Under 3.5, minus 139. I said it earlier. If either team wins, that respective team is in the fourth spot. If they draw, still things, you know, a lot of stuff could happen here, but I don't know. I'm not feeling a draw here. Newcastle are not great away from home.
But Man City are so bad defensively.
How do you feel?
Go ahead.
How do you feel about Isak, even money to score a goal in this game? I feel like that's
a
gift.
I absolutely love it, man.
Money.
Isak has been having the season of his career thus far. He's an unbelievable player.
I've said it on this show that I would rather have him than Haaland in my team. I stand by that as well. Haaland can only score standing directly in front of the goal. He'll have 4 to 5 good goals outside of that throughout any given season. And if his team isn't playing well, he's not involved. With this being said, I'm taking Newcastle here. I like the juice. I don't trust City defensively.
Money line?
Yes. I don't trust City defensively. Newcastle can somewhat defend, at least enough to keep City at bay. And I don't know. I just think City are down bad right now. They're stacking up some injuries with their new guys, coming off of a very intense Champions League game midweek. Their mentality at the end of games is not confident. If this one's 1-1 in the 75th minute, look for Newcastle to score a late one and win it. But let's see. I mean, where do you go?
Newcastle or draw and minus 120. I mean, I don't think Newcastle loses this game, to be honest. I can see the draw happening. The biggest decider in this game is City able to play a 90-minute full-out war, because Newcastle doesn't play in Europe. And they're going to have to face a team that's going to run. Newcastle is athletic. Isak constantly moves. City's coming off of a very hard game and a terrible result. So confidence and energy are low. I don't see them winning this game. Let's see what happens.
I like the Newcastle drop minus 120 a lot. That's good value. If you want to take some juice, the money line's there. But I think the safe bet is for sure Newcastle or draw. I'm loving that one with you there. Southampton home versus Bournemouth. Bournemouth minus 200, draw plus 360, Southampton plus 500, over 3.5 plus 117, under 3.5 minus 149. You will never catch me saying that I like Southampton to win on this show. So Bournemouth at minus 200 seems free to me, even though minus 200 seems expensive for a line. It's not. I would easily throw $200 on this to win $100. I think I will be doing that when we get off the show. Do you think Southampton are going to prove anybody wrong, or are we just going to see Bournemouth?
No, they're not proving anything, man. The line that I like here is the under 3.5, because I think that Bournemouth is going to go there, score a goal, sit back, maybe score another one, and just like call it a night. So under 3.5 on minus 150 is really, really good.
I like
value
that a lot
here
as well. Even though Southampton have been scoring a little bit here and there, but
Bournemouth has good defense though.
They do, and they're going to dominate this game. So let's see. It's pretty much, can Southampton score one on the counter, and I'm not trusting them to do that at all. West Ham home versus Brentford. Brentford plus 180, draw plus 260, West Ham plus 137, over 2.5, minus 173, under 2.5, plus 132. This one I like the draw in. Both teams are terrible defensively and are capable of scoring. Brentford, I would think, are probably more capable of scoring. But away, they're a very different team. Over under, I'm not so sure on. Where do you go with this one?
Over 2.5 is only minus 170, which I think is a great bet to make. West Ham money line, and I know that sounds crazy, but at home is where they're going to play the rest of their chances of getting a better spot than they're in right now. So plus 140 for West Ham money line, I think it's worth dabbling in.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. The team that everyone's talking about, Everton traveling to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace minus 125, draw plus 240. Everton are plus 400, over 2.5, plus 120, under 2.5, minus 155. I don't know if they're plus 400 because they just played an intense game against Liverpool in the middle of the week. But I'm going to take Crystal Palace at minus 125 here just because the line looks so off. Everton have been in fantastic form. Everybody, doesn't matter who you are, comes back to reality and back down to earth at some point. And I think this is the game that happens in. Crystal Palace play well at home. They defend very well. Very organized team. Maybe Eze scores a goal. I could see this one being a 1-0 game.
I know Mateta had an amazing game at Old Trafford last week. What I love in this
don't
game
gotta remind me of that, man.
Low blow, Nico. Come on.
What I love in this game is Eze, anytime goal scorer at plus 350. He's been having iffy games. I think it's time for him to leave Crystal Palace in the transfer window coming up in the summer. But plus 350 for this guy to score a goal at home after being in a dry spell, I love.
I love him to score as well. I do. I think he's long overdue, and he's constantly involved. He's in the right spaces.
Yes.
He just hasn't been taking advantage of the chances he's getting. Liverpool home versus Wolves. After all the red cards, all the madness, they get kind of an easy one at home. Liverpool minus 500, draw plus 675, Wolves plus 1,100, over 3.5, minus 103, under 3.5, minus 119. I mean, for me, it's just obviously, you know, which are you taking the over or are you taking the under, Nico? Because we all know who's winning this game.
Yeah, Liverpool is going to win. I like them to win first half. They're minus 190 to be up by halftime, which is great value if you ask me.
You love that. Yeah, and it always is hitting. I'm just throwing that out.
I love it because, like, you know, Liverpool at home, they're going to play and they're going to try to put this game away early. They have a lot of important games coming up. So I love the halftime and I love the over. I think they're going to swarm them.
All right. I didn't even realize until I was looking at who we play this weekend what I have to go through on Sunday. Tottenham at home versus Manchester United. Tottenham plus 140. The draw is plus 275. United's plus 170. Over 3.5 plus 110. Under 3.5 minus 144. Listen, I'm just saying this now. Tottenham for the last couple seasons have been terrible against everybody else that they play. And then when they play Manchester United, they turn into prime Real Madrid of the early 2000s. So I don't know. I mean, if Tottenham beats us, they flip us in the table. Which would be very depressing considering, you know, how I speak of them and, you know, how just my general feelings towards that club. Right now, United are in 13th on 29 points. Tottenham are in 14th on 27 points. The glaring statistic here that sticks out to me is United have a minus 6 goal differential and Tottenham have a plus 11. So what are we going to get here, Nico? What version of Tottenham? What version of United? I think the only thing that helps United is Tottenham still are just brutally injured. But what is, you know, in Tottenham's favor is that Manchester United are just bad. So
I called the Crystal Palace debacle last week, and I'm going to tell you right now with confidence, Manchester United is not going to lose this game. They're not. I don't know if it's going to be a draw or I don't know if they're going to win, but I feel like the fact that Tottenham always plays well against them, Amorim is going to read it. He's going to get the players hyped up. And as you said, Tottenham is dealing with a ton of injuries. Everybody has beat them this year. And it's United's time to just go in there and ruin the party for them in a full stadium.
I would love to see United win and to see Crystal Palace.
They're going
to
win.
Yeah, I mean, they need to, man. I mean, look, we are on 29 points. We are 11 away from safety. The only thing I care about now is making sure we don't get relegated and the season being over. That is all I care about. I have zero expectations. If we win the FA Cup or the Europa League, that's fantastic. I think that we need to get safety in the Premier League and put all focus on the Europa League and try and win that to somehow save. I mean, I'll take finishing 12th and winning the Europa League all day long for next season because it will help so much with recruitment in the summer transfer window. But
I like the under 3.5 in this game also, Tyler. Minus 145.
So do I. The only thing that worries me is our goalkeeper is terrible. Their goalkeeper is terrible. We're both awful defensively, but the good thing is that neither of us know how to score. So it's just an absolute dog water trash fixture. But I will be watching all 90 minutes. That's definitely for sure. But nonetheless, for the two-minute drill, we will be going through Aston Villa home versus Liverpool, which starts off week 26. And we'll chat real quick about, if we have time, Real Madrid at home versus Manchester City and what City need to do to flip the fixture. Don't move. First Touch rolls on. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back for the two-minute drill.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Welcome back to the First Touch here on Sports Overnight America. Listen to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Time for the two-minute drill. We got two fixtures kicking off on Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2:30 Liverpool away at Aston Villa, and then we follow that up with Man City going to Real Madrid in the Champions League. We got a Premier League and Champions League duo on Wednesday. What a day. Liverpool at Aston Villa on the road, -125, draw +300, Villa +300 as well, over 3.5 +125, under 3.5 -170, and then Real Madrid -125, Man City +280, the draw is +333, over 3.5 -124, under 3.5 -102. Nico, real quick, both fixtures, who do you like? I mean, that Liverpool-Villa game is pivotal for the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, listen, I love the over 3.5 in the Liverpool game. I think that +130 is crazy value, and I think the only chance the City has to go through Real Madrid at Bernabeu after losing at home is to lock Mbappe and Vinny in the locker room some way, somehow, and leave them there for the remainder of the game. Otherwise, there's no hope for them.
Rudiger, Lucas Vazquez, and David Alaba are set to be fit for that fixture. So let's see how Real Madrid's starting lineup looks. But look, I love them at -125. I don't know what the line is for them to win or draw. I do not see City going and winning that game. I just don't think it's possible in that environment with the way that they've been playing and going up against that attack that Real Madrid has, especially considering
totally agree.
They're going to be healthier than they were in the first leg. And then I love Liverpool to go to Villa and win, by the way. I do. If there was a game where I would love to see Marcus Rashford score for Villa, it would be this one. And I expect him to go and score against Liverpool at home. It will be his Villa moment. The Manchester United boy who grew up against Liverpool, hating Liverpool, arch rival,
We'll celebrate hard against them, make United fans happy, sending off on the right foot. So let's see how these two
get through Tottenham first.
I don't have any confidence in any game that we play, so let's see if that can actually happen. But nonetheless, unbelievable weekend ahead. Unbelievable week coming up with Champions League and Premier League football midweek. We will be back next Friday to discuss it all, to recap this weekend and preview next weekend here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Bisaw, signing off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, as always, and we will see you next week. Cover it all again.
Thank you, guys.